Cranky isn't cranky anymore. Alyssa's cranky.
You know what I want to see in the forest? I want to see a unicorn. Want all you want. Wish in one hand, but poop in the other.
I'm just going to start filling myself with being the same one on this broadcast. Well, hello, 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 fellow addicts. Welcome back to Addicts Live. And I say welcome back because it feels like it's been forever since we've all been together. Nearly 2 months since the last Addicts Live. What a crazy July it was for all of us. I know that we've all had crazy things going on in our lives. So I am your host, I guess, Alyssa. Joining us on the show, as always this week, is the one, the only... what the heck's that guy's name that wears the hood in Star Wars? I don't, this is what happens when you don't watch the movie. What's the old guy's name with the brown that wears the brown with the hood?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
There you go. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
That's a name I have not heard in a long time.
Yeah.
The Wookster live from the land of oranges and sunshine. There goes Safi. And of course, joining us as always is our resident, not so cranky old guy, Patrick, live from the state of in between weddings.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, it's we're loving it. We're loving it. It's we're now waiting for the influx of 800 million zillion. Eclipse watchers to come into Oregon. We will be gone at the time, though, so we're happy. We'll be down south visiting with you guys.
Yeah. And we have a special guest joining us this week. Back again, the bracket battle master himself, Super Safi.
Hello, how's everyone doing today?
The poor overworked Safi. We've been putting him through the ringers.
Yeah. It's fun, I enjoy it. Who doesn't like a good battle?
There you go. So let's get to it, my friends. It's been a while since we've all been together. So as a reminder to everyone watching, take a minute, fill out the poll question below. You know, as we do every episode, we like to do something interactive. This time it is, while Weird Al is awesome, the Heaven Springfield, which other famous musical celebrity that appeared in The Simpsons would you like to have in TSTO? Lady Gaga are your option. I'm sorry, your options are Lady Gaga, Sir Paul McCartney, Green Day, Spinal Tap, or Katy Perry. Now, there have been a lot of musical guests. I only picked five because I didn't want this to be like a huge list, because then everybody would probably be tied with like one or two votes. So take a minute, fill out the poll, and at the end of the show, we'll discuss our thoughts as well.
Do we really have to call him Sir? It's like, come on. Does he have a sword? You know, he has an axe. He plays it left-handed, whatever.
I'm a Yankee fan, and Didi Gregorius is a sir, so I call him Sir Didi, so it just kind of is in my head anyway.
All right, I'm good. You
know, I think it would be really hilarious if the queen called on all her knights and dames to protect the realm, because her Elton John on a horse, I'm telling you, if his fabulousness doesn't stop the evil from invading that archipelago, nothing will.
Yeah. You gotta be careful, Joe, because I was taking a sip as you said that, and it almost went everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, Sir Peter McCartney and Sir Elton John waving swords, like, yeah.
Yeah, I'd be down.
Yeah. It's like the best thing ever.
Oh, and it's done.
Oh, man. All right. Let's bring it back here.
and we digress, as I like to say.
Already. As always. Always. Okay. Homerpalooza. We've got the teased musical event in our games. What is everyone's thoughts so far, Act 1, as it comes to a close? It ends Tuesday, the 15th. So what are you guys, what thoughts do you all have on it so far? Let's go with Pat, because he's giving me a very blank look right now.
No, actually, I'm just taking a post live after this event that I actually have my number one complaint. I'm having fun. I love it. I think it's a fun event. Very creative. It's very cool. It's easy, quite frankly. I mean, I got Nick last night, and I've missed a couple days of serious tapping. I'm not hitting every 4 hours.
You say Nick. Do you mean Peter? Nick's the drummer. Peter's that guy at the end.
Oh, Peter at the end. I'm sorry. Yeah, you tell how much I've been paying attention.
Just so we don't confuse
people. I got Peter. I got them all. I'm done. I got them all. But my biggest complaint is that except for the main stage, you don't get to see him perform. And so I'd like to see all these guys shredding at each of the little venues. I think they should have a little stage for each of the venues. But, you know, whatever. That's a small complaint. Other than that, I'm having fun with it.
How about let's go with Safi.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it would be nice to see all the characters performing on all the stages. But I found the event really easy. I had no issues. Lately with work, it's been a little hard to get all the prizes for some of the past couple events. But no issues. I unlocked Peter yesterday with a few days to spare. And on like work days, I'm only tapping in twice a day. So it's pretty pretty nice, pretty easy. Overall, I love the idea of a Homerpalooza event. I like that they broke it down into rock, pop, and hip-hop. So looking forward to Act 2 and 3.
Spoilers!
Well, we've already teased those. But yeah.
When you figure it out, you can see that, you know, it's pop and hip-hop. It says it, right? So it's not really a spoiler.
Yeah.
It's true.
Holy moly!
What do you think, Wook?
I agree. I think it was easy. I got Peter DeBruzio yesterday or the day before. I think it was 2 days ago with minimal tapping. It would be nice to see all the characters do the thing. I was really going to laugh because I thought Pat was like, my only complaint is I'm having fun. And I was like, that is the most awesome Pat saying ever. I was like, that needs to be on a t-shirt.
I'm actually enjoying this one. Damn it. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Like, you know, much love, Pat, but I think that'd be so funny. Like, it's a catchphrase. Yeah, I think that's my only complaint. I'm having so much fun. Like, I don't have any complaints. Yeah, I wish there was a little, like, I like when there's a lot of freemium content for tappers. So I sort of wish, you know, I guess we got the rock stage and we got the cannon before the event. But I'm not sure what else. What, we got the fences that were free.
The squishy.
Loads of crafting stuff.
Yeah.
They do much crafting stuff.
Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp is one of those episodes I thought we would never see in the game. And for them to figure out a way to do it, which is really easy, just take off the rock star's name. I thought that was a unique way to put those buildings in. But, yeah, I dig it.
So – I hate it.
Help me out here. I'm not really sure how to integrate the fantasy camp away. I've actually just made it all part of the main venue. But as I recall, it's an actual different place, right?
Yeah, depending on how much stuff from we get it, I have plans of incorporating it either on its own or next to Camp Krusty. But if you're my neighbor, go into my town. I built a little rock stage next to the other rock stage. And I've got the angry fans like flipping off the cannon with the rock thing. It's sort of neat. I mean, it's real basic.
Whoa! It's an aggressive palooza you got going there.
No, yeah, the angry fans, if you look at the one guy, he's clearly giving the Alyssa Hates the Event the one-finger salute. Yeah. All right, Alyssa.
I was just kidding.
Let's see.
I'm actually having fun with the crowds. I've got them all over my town now. I mean, what I did was I locked all of the crowd out of the event. So they're all standing around the event. They don't get to go in. And only the people that go in. Oh, my gosh.
So Obi-Wan to Joey.
Unleash your anger. Let it flow through you. Yes.
No, yeah. I was just kidding. I was just kidding.
Unlimited power.
I am enjoying the event. I was just kidding. Everybody else had such positive things to say. We needed a differing opinion, right? No, it's my only complaint is my bracket, while not completely destroyed, is like all screwed up now. But other than
you're in first place. How much can
you're
you
welcome.
You're in first place.
I need those bragging rights. All right. I need those bragging
rights. I'm at like 222 or something. 222.
Well, what really screwed me up was the stuff that came with the Pride event, because that threw off my that one bracket, and now I don't have Moe's Express or CBGB. There we go. CPGB in my bracket at all, because those are like totally different buildings, so it totally screwed me up. I'm not happy. But
wow. Somebody's really greedy. Somebody's at the top of the chart. Somebody's at 222 and doesn't care. I'm happy because I got the Jazz Hole. And
yeah, but then the reason why I'm at number one is because I care. I mean, come on.
No. Because you moneyballed this event and were like, I think the readers will pick this.
I moneyballed it. That's a great term.
Yeah, like Lisa in The Simpsons, but she moneyballs the Pee Wee baseball
team. Wait a minute. Hold it. Her husband works for the Major League Baseball. Oh, you've got an algorithm going. Busted.
Francis, we figured out that this may or may not be a Scientologist.
Let me check my watch. We're actually 15 minutes in before Scientology came around. Nice.
I can either confirm nor deny. Coffee while doing.
Yeah, in next week's episode, Leah Remini will be making a guest appearance just
to make sure.
Yeah.
I think I should just wear a bathing suit next week when we're all together, because I just have a feeling things are just going to be. Every time I take a drink of something, it's going to come out of my mouth.
Yeah. There was a lot of laughter when we visited the Jersey Shore. Yeah. You almost killed me with a beer bottle. And
I wasn't there. When was this? Oh, is this one? It's not. I don't think it's the Jersey Shore.
Well, yes.
details.
Yes. Yes, Liz.
Yeah.
Someone almost killed you with a beer bottle. This isn't the Jersey Shore.
We brought half the Jersey Shore out here a couple weeks ago, so I know the difference. She's not Jersey Shore. And yeah, they all make a very clear distinction about who's shore and who's not shore.
But she, it's like, what, 1/8 the size of California, so she's like 40 miles inland.
Yeah, well.
Which is like what I am, but it's still OC.
Although it does take 4 hours to drive that 40 minutes. Just so you know.
Lots of trees, because it's a state full of gardens.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Sorry.
What's going on in Canada, eh? Tell us, Effie.
Settle down.
A little spoiler for Pat. You actually cracked the top 200 this week.
Yes!
Nice.
I'm just taking my coffee away now. Coffee's away. I'll reheat it later.
Wow.
That's funny.
What's the next question? I don't even remember what the last question was.
All right. Well, we were talking about Act One. On the event in general, a couple of reader comments. Ebron says, I usually love, well, at least like, the craftables and events, but this time it seems like we've been shortchanged. Three types of recycled spotlights from the casino event and smoke machines, concert lights, and speakers that do nothing. The Duff beer tents and both sets of crowds are fun, and the pig balloons will fit into other spots in my town, but on the whole, this is the lamest bunch of craftables to date.
Wow. I think if you're a musician, you might like some of the stuff. It's fun just to build the stage set, but it's clearly not musicians doing this. Those are not called floor speakers. Those are monitors, for gosh sakes. I mean, my God. Anyway, and then I will say the fog machine, I'm not going to tell you what it reminded me of, but that's not a fog machine. That is I'm not going to say it. It's just one brief burst of gas, and we'll leave it at that. It should fog, right? Poof. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is a game where we have helicopters that go up a foot and hover and then come down. So, I mean, really, what were you expecting?
I was expecting some fog. I mean, the cool thing with the lasers is at least you can get them to do that crossing pattern thing. That's kind of cool. Yeah. You can tell I've actually been playing with my stage set. So,
any little lasers, the fog machines. I'm just focused on the crowds and the duff fences. Yeah, I really love the crowds. I got to say, you can put them anywhere near Springfield. It's one of my favorite craftables ever, actually.
Yeah. And if you make a really cool 3D skyscraper for EA and put all of the angry crowds like at the front door flipping them off, it's cathartic. Just saying. May or may not happen.
Now we're going, now who's angry? Now I want to know now who's angry.
Makes me happy.
Yeah, I did move one of my crowds over by City Hall so they can stop and flip the bird every time anybody gives a speech there. So,
yeah.
those little details that make you happy, right?
Yeah.
Lee adds that craftables are worth it for the crowds. And I think we all agree with that. The crowds are fun.
Yeah.
Amy says, I think this is one of my favorite events so far. I just unlocked Peter early this morning. My only complaint is that, I wonder if she's going to complain about her bracket battle. My only complaint is that I have a lot of performers, but not enough venues for them to perform at. But my favorite part of the event so far is that we finally got BGM and Weird Al being added to the game. Was a nice surprise as well, because I was not expecting him to be added to the game. Yes.
That makes two of us. I was surprised that Weird Al showed up first.
Yeah.
The venue issue will be solved partially in Act 2, as more slots will open up on the other venues. So just keep that in mind. You're going to have a problem soon where you don't have enough characters.
I'm kind of surprised she has too many characters. She must have a lot of premium stuff. Well, I haven't bought the premium.
I think if you have everybody, you have two characters over.
You can have three. You can have, because I have two and I didn't get Rock and Auto. So you can have three extra characters.
Oh, I didn't get Rock and Auto. Yeah.
So I have three extra.
Yeah, because you spent the money on Rock and Auto, despite me saying not to.
Well, because I wanted him. Because I wanted.
I haven't spent money for anybody except Bleeding Gums, so I don't have Maggie. I don't have a bunch of those. So I'm actually one performer short from filling up all my venues right now.
I'm like just kind of Veruca Salt. I want it now. I want it all.
There's a little bit of a teaser of what we're going to talk about in a little bit, but I have to ask this question since Pat brought it up. Pat, did you actually put money into the game to buy Bleeding Gums, or did you use free donuts?
You know the answer to this, right? I free donated it right up to the point that I couldn't wait. I was sitting on – this is really how cheap I am. I was sitting on waiting for five more hours to get the five donuts I would have got for the monorail, to do my monorail test. That would have put me over the top. And these were all free donuts. And I just said, no, I cannot wait. And I spent $1.99. It killed me, but I spent $1.99 to get the 12 donuts.
And that is how an addict is made.
No, an addict is unmade by going back and looking at 5 years worth of expenditures. So
that's true.
No.
All right, let's jump talk about a little bit about Act 2, because it looks, just looking from the goals that we can all see, it looks a lot harder. Do you think, as far as, I know we talked about a little bit off air, but do you think that it'll kind of play out the same as far as how quick people can get things, or you think it'll be more of a struggle? I know at the beginning of every event, everybody complains about how hard it is to get stuff. Even though it's not hard, they just complain in the first couple of days because it looks hard.
Actually, I just want to say right away, though. I want to say something right away. I now realize why I'm doing the calendars again. I'm the guy that goes out and takes the bullets in that first couple days. I get it now. Okay. It's all right. It's my job. It's my role. I'm an old guy. I can put up with it. But, no, I think it's going to be – you know, we'll see. It'll be the same. I don't think there's ever been – has there been any event where it's really been hard in the last 2 months or last 3 months when you really think about it? They've figured out a way to kind of make it pretty easy.
The only event I've ever struggled with in the history of TSDO was the monorail. And the only reason I struggled with it because I was 7 months pregnant and I was on vacation for a lot of it, and I did not want to tap. So that's the only event I've ever actually just spent donuts on because I was struggling.
Yeah.
Other than that, no event has ever been difficult.
Yeah, I think it seems to be the regular mode now of all addicts is to panic like crazy the first 4 days, and then after that we never hear from them again. This is too hard. EA is so mean, and then they never say anything because they get everything.
And then you just
switch up. We hear from them again when the next event starts.
Well, I think for this year, they complain when they see the amount of whatever the currency they need to get, and as soon as it starts at picking up, and as soon as they get more characters, I think it's gonna be just as easy as this act.
And I'm gonna give everybody a warning: you're all gonna want to scream and yell when Act 3 hits, because those goals—I don't think I've ever seen goals that high before. But it will be very doable. You're just all gonna scream and yell at me.
The stage amounts go up, provided you're like sending your people to perform.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's the relationship to earning the prizes versus Act 3 and Act 1 is going to be pretty similar, but the goal level is so much higher that people are just going to see that goal level and freak out.
Yeah.
I'm already anticipating.
And they won't read the posts. The people that scream the loudest are the people that don't read the posts. I'm just going to say that out loud.
Yeah.
And then they comment on a post that answers their question with their question.
I almost put coffee through my nose on that one. This is absolutely true.
Look up.
Hey, but real quick, Pat, with that calendar, we used to do target practice with rabbits, but we found that ducks work better. So, just saying.
There's more of us. There's more of us.
They make more noise, you know.
Yeah. It's nothing personal. At least there's an audible whack.
Duck Hunt from Nintendo. You remember Duck Hunt?
Yeah, like the little dog pops up.
We have some readers who I think are that little dog that just like to laugh like that at various things.
Yeah.
So, all right.
I'm ready. I can take it.
I'm going to jump back into this other part we were going to talk about. I'll do it a little bit later, but let's talk about the bracket battle because we've kind of teased that a lot. Safi, do you want to give a little bit of a plug for the bracket battle itself? If anybody's been living under a rock and not paying attention to what we've been doing for the last...
I hope no one's been doing that. We've there's been over 1,000 plus votes for every poll. So everyone's voting. Bracket Battle's back for the third time. This year we're trying to determine the most desired building in Springfield. We had 8 conferences. You guys helped make the conferences. We started with 96 buildings, narrowed it down to a bracket of 64. And we're starting the quarterfinals now. We have a conference winner. It's some really interesting matchups this week, I got to say. Box Factory versus, I can't believe it's a law firm. I think that's going to be a really interesting battle.
They both blow smoke.
Sorry?
They both blow smoke, though.
They blow smoke.
More smoke than the smoke machine?
Are they fart machines? Is that what you mean?
One of my favorite episodes. That scene with Homer comes running to the phone in his towel. Hello, you have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel. I love that. in a few weeks we'll have crowned the winner. It's really interesting. A year ago we did most desired character. Bleeding Gums Murphy won, of course. He's in the game. This year, at the 1 year anniversary, I'll have a special post to recap who's entered the game since last year. Quite a few characters, including my personal favorite, the Nerds. Gary, Doug, and Benjamin are in the game now. So, and buildings, they've been coming into the game like crazy since I did the post. All the buildings from the Pride event, the League of Extra Horny Gentlemen, and now you got Bleeding Us Murphy with the Jazz Hole. So, and who knows, Quitters just entered. I'm sure this event will have some more buildings entering too. So,
Well, addicts don't buy Quitters, so...
I'm gonna go back at some point and transcribe that last piece of conversation from Safi, because when you have the League of Horny Gentlemen and the Jazz Hole in the same,
I got that too.
It's like, whoa!
Hey, sometimes when you're in the mood, you like some jazz.
Yeah. Sorry.
All right, let me ask this question. Since Safi brought this up, and this is my job is to segue off of these tangents that always go on. All right, Bleeding Gums Murphy's in the game. In case you've been living under a rock, Now, the question is, was it from Patrick getting in front of the camera about this close, yelling at EA? Was it because of the bracket battle, or was he coming anyway? What do you think?
The thing is, it's 6 months. It takes them almost 6 months to bring something to fruition, right? I mean, that's kind of the running deal. It takes them a long time. We've been whining about bleeding gums for a long time, but I think the bracket battle is a great way to put a period on it, though.
Mostly you, because I haven't been whining about it.
Mostly me. I've been whining about it for years, to be honest with you. It is one of my favorite episodes. I think it sets the whole table for who Lisa is in reality. It's only like the sixth episode or something ever. So, the fact that they waited this long to do it is almost insulting to everybody involved. But, no, I'm fine with giving all the credit to Safi because, let's face it, I've been ignored a long time about a lot of things. So, Safi's a much nicer guy. It's win more, win with honey or whatever the thing is. More flies with honey. So.
Well, Pat, I've noticed, though, since you've joined Addicts, a lot more things that you've talked about have happened in the game. So perhaps it's just more that you're nicer now.
I think we're back to the old honey and the fly thing again. You know, I continue to be the fly that gets swatted. That's all right. There's something to that. But I also think that, there's power in power. And you guys, Addicts is clearly a much larger voice than I was the cranky old screaming man in my old incarnation. So I don't know. I don't know how it happened. I'm just glad it did. What'd he say?
That's what it was. Old man yells at cloud.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
That's our favorite image we use to refer to Patrick as Grandpa Simpson.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, let's bring this back too, and Safi might be able to help us answer this too. So many characters are joining the game, characters, buildings. Now, you think it's the bracket battle because a lot of the stuff was on the bracket battle, and you talked about you're going to do a post that has all the characters that have joined the game since the bracket battle. But is it just a coincidence? I mean, there are a lot of characters that could be in this game. Joe, you wrote a post about this years ago. Yeah. That's how long you've been doing this. There's so many characters that they could choose from, but yet they seem to be picking characters, even if they're little minor characters, from our bracket battle and buildings from our battles, then instead of things that have been more more regular appearing on the show.
I have a lot of things. I'd like to think that it's me, but in all honesty, I think it's just a coincidence. I think like the characters and the buildings I choose for the bracket battle are things that are really a big part of Simpsons, like Bleeding Gums Murphy, or some of these buildings that just came in Jazz Hole. I think that even if we didn't do the bracket battle, EA would have no choice but to introduce these characters and buildings. They're just such a part of the Simpsons world that you can't really have the game without them.
Can I beg to differ just a tad, though? I love the math brain that you've got there. I like the way you work it. But I think you revealed that as far as the reader's side, Jazz Hole was way down in the bracket, right?
It's
so it's kind of weird that
it wasn't way down. But yeah, I mean, I know there's some people that thought that Jazz Hole would win the building battle. Hands down, that there's no point of having the contest, but it wasn't even actually in the top 10. Just made it into the top 10. Less than 5% of people chose it as its winner.
But part of that, as we found out, is that there's some jazz haters out there, legitimate jazz haters. And I think that may be playing into here. They don't want to hear the bebop.
It's true, but I think there's also just some buildings that are personally, like, I didn't choose the Jazz Hole as my winner. I just think there are some buildings that
and we are done now.
Better suited to be in the game.
Uh-oh.
Mic drop.
Did he just quit on us?
Yeah, sorry.
You're not allowed to quit yet. I still need another challenger.
And we are finished here, sir. Goodbye.
Ninja, vanish.
The advantage of having a rolly chair. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think there's some really good options still left in the bracket battle. Troy McClure's house, Lionel Hutt, or the law firm, I should say, and Springfield University. I mean, who doesn't love Springfield University? Box Factory. There's still all eight contenders have legitimate chances to win. Well, maybe seven. I'm not sure about CBGB, but the other seven.
Well, Lakitty's a big fan of CBGB, so.
That's true. Lakitty is, and
What is wrong with again? We're picking on the music venues. What's wrong with CBGB?
The interesting thing is CBGB wasn't even supposed to be in the battle because it got eliminated or it lost the fan vote. It got put in because One Night Stands came in the game or League of X.
Technically, Flory lost once. But re-enters based on the rules because Jazz will need it to be replaced. So, yeah.
So this is actually like the baseball College World Series where you can lose a game and come back and win it all, like Oregon State did back in their first championship. Lost the first game, came back and go all the way through the loser's bracket and win it all. Come on, CBGB. Come on, CBGB.
They celebrated on top of brontosauruses.
I think, CBGB might get a big push now because of this, but yeah, let's see.
Go ahead.
Don't give yourself enough credit. Like, I'm not going to give myself credit, but there are so many times that at Addicts and even in the days of other sites, we'll only name TSTO Friends because that's one that we're semi-affiliated with. It's doesn't exist, I guess, but where things got mentioned and then, 6 months later in the cycle, you see it in the game. Like all the time, lists would be like, hey, you talked about this like 3-4 months ago. And I'm like, no. But eventually those coincidences add up to you actually, like, it matters. Like when all the readers of Addicts say, we want this, it can happen. Although I'll caution, if people vote for, I can't believe it's a law firm, you might get disappointed because of the whole Phil Hartman's retired thing in The Simpsons. Like, I don't know if they can put that building in and still honor their wishes. I did vote for it. I would love to see it like everybody else, but I really feel that's like, you know what I want to see in the forest? I want to see a unicorn. Want all you want. Wish in one hand, but poop in the other.
Let me ask you this, guys.
Wait a minute. Is that something that they teach you at Disney? Is that the way you would
apply this? That's military. Wish in this hand. See which one fills up first.
Good Lord.
Let me ask you this, guys. So Bleeding Gums Murphy won the most desired character last year. But last year I specifically said I'm not putting Lionel Hutz or Troy McClure in. If I had Lionel Hutz and Troy McClure, would you guys have gone for Bleeding Gums, Lionel Hutz, or Troy McClure?
Oh. No, they would have voted for them. Yeah.
I would have voted for Troy McClure. No. I'm not a big BGM fan. Sorry, guys. I bought them, but I really don't care.
It's okay. He doesn't brush his teeth. Is that what it is?
Because what?
Because he doesn't brush his teeth. You got a problem with it?
No, because I hate the freaking saxophone. That's why.
The saxophone.
Another jack. Somebody who hates sax.
You heard it first. Scientologist hates sax.
Take it from every man on this panel. More sax.
More sax.
We want sax.
No, listen.
I have a terrible joke, but I won't make it.
Anything that Phil Hartman does would be very welcome, but they've been very specific that it's not going to happen. So it really, I'm going with Joe. I don't want to poop in my hand, but I'm going with Joe that I absolutely positively don't think we're ever going to see a Phil Hartman character.
Lyle Lanley.
We did see it. We saw Lyle Lanley.
He was TV.
Those are incidental, though.
But that
you could see something.
No, Lyle Lanley and Santa are my two biggest TSTO disappointments. They dangled them right there on the screen, and then they ripped them away from me.
I really hope. Speaking of Santa, man, I really hope, and we'll get into this in the fall, but I really hope they do a better job with the winter event this year.
Well, yeah, that's your holiday.
While I was doing our annual poll, I was putting it together, and I was going over all the events, and I was writing Winter 2016 on the sheet, and I was like, "What a shitty event! Sorry."
Mom has a potty mouth.
That's how pissed off I was about that event. It had to do with the craptastic ability of EA to take something that's decent and turn it into a big pile of poop.
The entire Movementarian event is going to be this holiday 2017.
it had nothing to do with the pagans. Like, the pagan theme did not bother me. It was the way that they did the event. It just sucked. Yeah. It just was terrible. And I will get into this whole big rant about this in the fall, because that's, to me, once Labor Day hits, I'm like very excited about Christmas, as you guys know, because you've known me for a long time. Well, at least Joe, you've known me forever. So like Labor Day hits and I'm like, oh, it's almost Christmas. But it has nothing to do with the religion. Like, I don't care what they do as far as it just sucked. It just was, they did such a terrible job with it. So
I think they are clearly running away, after, I don't know. I mean, again, you can say it's not religion or whatever. I think they are clearly running away from anything that's going to polarize half of their audience, maybe. I don't know. Because Easter has been diluted the same way. The holiday Christmas debate, whatever, that's been really diluted. It's been, retread, and man, I don't know where they're going to go with it. I'm not sure how they please everybody at this point, but it's going to be...
It's not supposed to please everyone. Just watch an episode.
What about a whole, It's a Wonderful Life with, Homer and the Simpsons? That'd be fun.
Thank you.
I would like that.
It doesn't have to be, religious. I don't care. It just has to be a better theme.
Or a Christmas story. Or the best Christmas movie, Die Hard or Gremlins.
they really have missed the point, because they could do a Scrooge, Christmas Carol thing.
Totally,
there's a lot of stuff they could do that they've missed the boat on.
I took us off the rails. This is the plan for October, November. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Now she digresses with swear words.
I never cursed. Joe, I'm not a big cursor, so that was. I'm really mad about that.
That mouth.
Well, baby Maggie threw up on me this morning, so.
Oh.
All over. So yeah. I have to say this because this is pretty funny. Ebron says more sacks. The League of Extra Horny Gentlemen have spoken.
Yes.
All right, so let's jump into let's talk about the meetup next week, since we've got to take a couple minutes to do that.
Because we're actually going to do it.
Yeah, money's been spent.
my child will be there, so I won't swear. Sorry. So next Saturday at Universal Studios in Hollywood, we will all be there. Joe, Pat, and myself. Safi, I think, might be there. We might get an appearance from Canada.
Almost 100%, yeah.
Yeah, and
that's up for 95. This is good. The math guy.
Jump on a moose now, and you'll be here soon, buddy.
I was going to take a peek.
If you've RSVP'd, whether you've RSVP'd tentatively or yes or maybe, I will be sending out an email to you this week with a little more specific details. I'm also going to have a post up as we get closer to next Saturday about it as well. But we're going to meet at 11 a.m.-ish, because I don't know how traffic's going to be, at Moe's Tavern in Universal Studios in Hollywood. So if you are in the area and can come out, we'd love to see you. For those of you who can't make it, we will try to do a live video from Moe's, either here, the same way we're doing this one, and link to the site exactly the same way, so it'll be embedded, or on our Facebook page. If we do it on our Facebook page, it might be a little easier for us with our phones. I'll link to it. I'll throw up a post with a link to the video as well. And also try to do some, for those of you who follow me on Instagram, I'll try to do some Insta stories as well for my Instagram, which, shameless plug, it's @AddictsAlyssa if you don't know it. So yeah, you guys have anything to say about the meetup, or you good?
What was that Instagram account again?
Addicts Alyssa. Nice and easy.
Yeah. I'm really excited. Addicts will be in my neck of the woods. And, yeah, we're going to go to Springfield, and we are going to F it up. Yeah, it's going to be great. We're going to also
fun it up for those that are worried about Alyssa's potty mouth.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And there will probably be beer and honesty and friendship.
Wow.
Unicorns and rainbows.
Maybe not in that order.
But put the unicorns and rainbows in this hand and the other in that hand.
See, it's all this poop talk from Joe that got me to have a potty mouth.
Yeah. You got to flush it. Where's the giant toilet when you need it?
This is what happens when we go almost 2 months without a show. We forget what we're supposed to do.
Or when Wookie pops on 1 minute before we go live with no what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
No nothing.
Yes, in full disclosure, Joe did send us a message the other day saying he was not going to be able to join us. So I was like, oh, I'll send the show notes. I won't send him the show notes. So I bombarded his email. So I sent him to Pat and to Safi. And then Joe sends me a text yesterday. Oh, I'm going to be on the show. Okay.
Yeah.
So
I rearranged my work schedule just for this.
And I'm very appreciative.
Yeah,
as are we all.
I can't believe he's on the show.
Let's jump into the poll wrap up real quick. So, all right. So the poll question again was: while Weird Al is awesome to have in Springfield, which other famous musical celebrity that appeared in The Simpsons would you like to have in TSTO? And the choices were Lady Gaga, Sir Paul McCartney, Green Day, Spinal Tap, and Katy Perry. So what do you guys think?
I know what I voted for.
Oh, jeez. Let's go with – we'll go back. We'll go Sappy first. We'll go that one on my screen.
I'll go with Sir Paul McCartney because all I can remember is Apu on that roof, and I'll never have that recipe again. Oh, no.
Which isn't even a McCartney song.
Oh, Sappy.
No, it was Apu singing.
I know, but I'm just saying. I don't get it. How come he didn't sing a Beatles song? Because they couldn't afford the royalties. That's why.
Well, Michael Jackson owned them. All right, Pat.
I voted for Spinal Tap. I am a huge Spinal Tap fan from day one. The very first time I saw the movie, I freaked. It was so crazily hilarious and very much like being a real musician. It was great stuff. Particularly the bit with the cucumber and the tinfoil, just so you know.
I want to say that Sungazer is sort of like their tribute to Spinal Tap.
Yeah, it is, clearly.
Really, Harry Shearer's like voice for the character is so like Niles, like,
yeah,
really close.
Yeah, it's kind of like your Spinal Tap trying to get back together again. That's the way that thing feels together to me. But, yeah, I mean, I actually got to see Spinal Tap live, and it was one of those weird deja vu thing, or not deja vu, weird brain-blowing things where you keep going, but wait a minute, that's David – that's Lenny and Squiggy guy. That's what's going on. You know, I mean, you can't believe that these guys really can play and sing. And yeah, it's hilarious. I mean, it's so hilarious. It's great stuff.
Nice.
So Joe, who would you pick, Joe?
I vote for Green Day. Duh, duh, and duh, da, 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 da. And I want them on the barge and literally make it able to be put on a lake in my town, like Lake Springfield, and I want it to like flip sideways and like sink into the like, and then it'll pop right back up, and then they'll be back to like rocking out. Like when I saw them in the Simpsons movie, I just about crapped myself. One of my favorite bands.
Here we go with the potty talk again.
Here we go. So I'm gonna go with let's put this to a test. So in 6 months, if we get Green Day on a barge, this is why. Right now, right here. Write it down, folks. 6 months from now, Green Day on a barge and Joe crapping his pants.
Does it have to be written, or is it enough to will it in the world? Because, you know, $1 million doesn't fall from the sky from EA, you know.
Well, good.
Just saying.
So, all right. So I would pick Green Day too, just because I thought that exact same reason. I mean, that was probably one of the funniest moments in the.
Oh, and they do the Titanic moment. It's so.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure, sir.
All right. The readers picked the number one pick was Spinal Tap with 29.69%. Sir Paul McCartney was second with 23.89%. And Lady Gaga was third with 19.45%, followed by Green Day and Katy Perry. So clearly nobody likes Katy Perry.
I think she was on the show. She was herself.
She wasn't animated. She was herself. So how would you introduce her to a game?
With like Muppets. Muppet Mr. Burns. Yeah. Like a creepy version of the Duck Hunt dog.
Yes. I think people like thought of Lady Gaga because she's been on the show a few times, but also all her outfits.
I'd like her train. That train is pretty funny.
I like the fact that one of them emulated one way or the other the Super Bowl bit with the flying in with the shooting bra routine. So
yes,
that was cool.
I'd rather have Lady Goo Goo, the Maggie costume.
Lady Goo Goo.
Watch the episode. It's so funny.
So we're gonna do questions in a second. So if you guys have a question, you know, throw it in the comments now. We'll get to them in just a second. I want to take 1 minute to talk about Monday, the 14th of August, is, Joe, you believe this, our 4-year blogiversary of doing this site. Talk about crapping yourself.
Yeah.
We've been doing this for 4 fracking years, guys. 4 years. Wow. We usually do a Q&A video. We're not going to do the same style we've done before because we started doing these videos. So instead we're going to do Q&A. So I'll throw up a post. You guys can ask questions like you always can. You guys can ask questions during these too, but we'll throw up a post this way you guys can ask a question because everybody gets to catch these live. My original thought was I wanted to make sure Wookie was here too, but you're here. So we probably could have done it this episode. But we're also going to be posting our annual All About You, where we want to know about you guys, your age range, what you tap on, all that stuff. We do it every year, every blogiversary. I'm later with it normal than I normally would be, but it is written, and I will have it up either later today or early tomorrow morning, just so you guys can fill it out, and we'll share the stats later this month. But yeah, thank you, everyone. I mean, it's 2 days shy of the 4-year blogiversary, and thanks everyone for reading, for watching, for supporting, I guess, for listening to us scream and yell and rant and rave at everybody, and for reading all of our posts. I mean, we're nearly at 100 million hits, which is a huge, huge thing.
It's insane. It's really insane. So,
crazy.
And 4 years, I still can't believe it. I don't. Joe, I think you agree with me. Neither one of us thought we'd still be doing this. And I say Joe because, Pat, you were here 4 years ago, but then you left.
Yeah, I was going to say I'm the bookend. I'm the bookend. I was here at the beginning. I will be here at the end. Don't talk about the back.
You were here like 3 months in.
Yeah. You were here from like September to December, and then that was about it. But yeah. Now you're back, so you've been here. You're here longer the second time around than you were the first time, so that's good.
Yeah. I looked back at emails when we were like 3,000 hits. Woohoo.
Yeah.
Like, and when finished the month with like 10 or 12,000, we were like, wow, people are paying attention. Someday we'll be big like those other guys. And sort of laughing tongue in cheek, like, this will take forever. And then just this machine, like, escalated, and I don't know. It's all
something to put into perspective, which I think is interesting, is, you know, without going into deep detail or history, even 4 months of time is longer than the original Mac Daddy blog that everybody always references at the very beginning. And that's as long as that guy kept it going, was 4 months before he pulled the plug and everything went crazy and created the ability for all of the rest of everybody to go off in different tangents. When you put it in perspective, 4 months versus 4 years, wow. That's crazy. That's crazy.
But I mean, you guys, the work that you guys have done, it's really brought us, it's made the game more than just a game. It's made it a whole community. We have so many friends now. So there's so much information. It's all to you guys. I mean, you guys have done such a great job the past 4 years. I'm a reader for all but the first month since September. This September will be 4 years of reading this blog every day and subscribing to this blog. And you guys are my homepage.
We're sorry.
It's all Alyssa. I kid you not, friends. I cannot stress more the amazing Alyssa, here's how you tag posts and here's the stuff we should cover. And Wookie, put the dag continue reading tag on the post or I will punch you from New Jersey. So much love for her. She's my sister. I'm so blessed. Over 4 years, we've probably known each other 4.5 years now and is family. I'm so excited for this weekend. I'm so excited to see Pat and Safi, really excited. But Alyssa, my sister is going to be in the same state. Yeah. Cause it's been a year and a half since I gave her a hug, a real hug. So she's the best. Without Alyssa, there is no addict. So you effing let her know how much you love her and how much you appreciate this crap, because that is why I'm pointing at her on my screen. She's great. Amazing, and you owe her so much. Not money, just love and adoration, because she's great.
I don't think anybody even remotely understands the ratio. I mean, that's the thing, is those of us that are lucky enough to be part of the program, we are just that. We are part of the program. Yeah. Alyssa does at least 85% of the work, at least. And there's no other way to say it, so. Person that we need to thank in person next week is her husband, because there's very few people in the world that would put up with this alter ego that actually takes over a big portion of her life. So, he's the first beer I'm buying when we're there at Moe's. He gets the first beer.
So. That's how amazing she is that her husband's like, oh no, it's worth it.
there's a lot. I will tell you, 4 years in, it's better now than it was in the beginning. But when we first started this blog, he was not happy.
You mean on your honeymoon when you were tapping from the beach?
No, yeah. I was not. He took on my honeymoon. I will tell you this: he took my phone away and locked it in the safe and put a different pin in. So I purposely would not use my phone. He definitely did that. Of course. I'm not going to lie, I snuck away to the computer lab at the resort once or twice to make sure the blog was still in existence. But
wow. Addict, thy name is Alyssa.
It wasn't so much the game. I didn't care about the game, as sad as that is. It was more that the site was still functioning.
And we were so baby new with no hits back then.
I haven't had a vacation since. I remember that week. I got an email that was cryptic and straightforward. Don't let them break the site. That was all it said. Yeah. Don't let them break the site.
Honestly, Pat, I sent that email to everybody because I wanted everybody to watch everybody.
You are sneaky.
were all babysitting each other.
Yeah. Listen, if you think you're in charge, you do a better job, So if everybody thought that they were the one in charge, everybody did a better job.
It was sneaky.
I didn't.
I didn't really. And let's face it, there's no managing Joe. There's no managing Joe. We know better than that.
No, I'm manageable.
I'm the only one who gets through to Joe.
After this thing, the only thing I remember about Joe after this particular episode is I want to make sure which hand I shake of Joe's.
You want to shake the wish hand.
I'm just like, please tell me which is the wish hand.
The crap hand is always the left hand. It's just
okay. All right.
Middle Eastern culture. So the right hand is the wish hand.
Yeah. So our next episode, which will be sometime in September, we will do a big vlogiversary episode. We'll talk about the Homerpalooza, because I think it'll probably be right towards the end of Act 3. But we'll do a big blogiversary episode with your questions and stuff. So
By then we'll all be sick of Hummerpalooza. That's the way these things go. By the end, we'll all be. Yes. I can't wait for it to be over.
Some of the stuff that's coming, I'm so excited for. Like, it's literally they put all this stuff that I've wanted for a long time, and they're like, it's only if you get to see the files. But like, look at it. It's
Joe's face.
And then it's like,
Joe, your face froze in the best possible.
You know time. What I'm talking Joe's- about? It has to do with the. I want to spoil it so bad, but.
You realize EA is messing with your feed, right? EA is messing with your feed.
Yeah. Listen, if it's a character, we've already told people what characters are coming because they're in the
character
group. Groups. So those aren't spoilers.
I just wish it was Lisa's birthday. That's all I got to say. I'm so excited.
And on that note, let's jump to some questions since we've got a few here. We're running out of time. Lee wants to know, which characters will you be keeping free for the start of Act 2 in case they can jam on the pop stage? The ones that have the pop icon?
Good answer.
I keep everyone free. I don't grind for cash unless I absolutely need to, so I keep everyone free at all times anyway. So for me, everyone. But go ahead, Saf, what were you going to say?
No, I agree. Yeah, the ones with the the pop icon, that's a good choice. Leave those guys free. Start of any act or any event, it's always good to have Homer and Lisa free.
Yeah,
they usually kick them off always.
I mean, they're only gone for 4 hours on the stage, so it shouldn't be the end of the world.
Yeah.
So I'm going to send all my rockers to rock.
Even though, just so you know, on the calendar, you're immediately going to be behind. And you're going to freak out. I'm just going to tell you right now. You're already behind as we speak. You're already behind.
Hasn't even started and you're already behind.
That's right.
It's like graduating high school and entering the real world. You're already behind.
That's right. Be careful which hand you shake.
The key thing is with any event, don't send anyone on 24-hour tasks. Just don't do it. Don't send anyone on 12-hour tasks. Curious Mark says Paul McCartney would be cool. They could have a vegetarian mini event before Halloween. I'm surprised the Who weren't in the poll. I would like an event based on that episode as well. New Springfield versus Old Springfield. Possibilities could be endless. I would want that as a full major event. The rich Springfielders on one side and Homer and his faithful on the other. Hey, we can dream. We can always dream, am I right? As Joe says, you can put wishes and unicorns in one hand and in the other hand. So yes, you can always dream.
I mean, Joe had a post a few years ago about most desired, like what addicts want. And one of them was like, what task you want. And I think mine was related to the vegan event. You don't make friends with salad event where you send characters.
Yeah, the conga line.
Yeah. I remember that. That was one of my favorite comments on the site was, let's do the conga line. Just have everyone going, we don't make friends with salad task.
It would be nice to have Homer, Bart, and Lisa, or Marge is in there. So it's Homer, Marge, and Bart all conga lining with Lisa sitting down on a bench like.
What?
Yeah, my problem with doing the Who is that every time they're mentioned, one of the band members dies. So, there's only two left now. I don't want to go there.
Maybe they'll be like presidents. Once they all go, they'll come in the game.
Yeah.
I don't know Weird Al's in, but I think Weird Al is literally like the kind of guy where they were like, hey, do you want to be in the Simpsons game? And he was like, yeah, that'd be cool. You can do it for free. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think he charged them like a arm and a leg. He's just that sort of like fun-loving guy.
Let's be honest about it. Weird Al doesn't write anything original anyway. I mean, that's the point. I mean, he's having to go through that process himself to be able to do any of his music.
What about Stephen Hawking?
Let's put it this way. The Harry Fox Agency loves Weird Al. Let's just look it up. I mean, they're the guys that do all the clearances and all that stuff. So Weird Al and Harry Fox know each other very well. So.
All right. So let's see. We'll jump to another question here. Russian Tigger We all know Russian Tigger. TSA question. With the launch of Homerpalooza, I was transported back to 2015 when TQFS did Peterpalooza. That sense of deja vu only grew when I saw Weird Al as an unlockable character in TSCO, just like he was in Peterpalooza. So he was in Family Guy already, so they probably, you know, made it a little easier. But how does your Weird Al lead to my question? Well, it's easy. I'm wondering what you think we're going to see. Well, we just kind of answered this. More celebrities in TSTL. In my opinion, this is a road TSTO needn't go down, as there are still so many Simpson characters they could release. Unlike Family Guy, which needs to utilize celebrity and other fictional characters, it simply doesn't have a massive cast of townsfolk characters for TinyCo to pull from the game. I kind of agree with that. Simpsons, they have, I mean, Joe, you wrote that post with the game that could go on. And I'll link to that after we're done here in the post for this. But you can, there's what, over, what, 1,000 characters or something like that? Like, it was a crazy amount of characters that have, whether they've appeared once or multiple times. Like, we still don't have Sarah Wiggum.
Most desired, yeah.
You don't necessarily need celebrities to make the game fun, whereas TQFS, you do, because you've got, like, a handful of characters and that's it. The show is mostly about celebrity guests.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I mean, we got Stephen Hawking and we got Weird Al. And I think both of them, like, the role they actually played in their episodes is enough to actually make, like, supersede the celebrity status, where they actually were, like, a character. Like, if Weird Al can show up and sing in the gay district of Springfield a little ditty about Homer and Marge, you know, it's like, it's more than just Paul McCartney, like, I'll do it as long as you make a vegetarian. And then Richard Gere's like, say save Tibet and I'll do it. Now get this gerbil out of my, you know? So,
oh, Lord.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to leave that one on the show. The one hand thing is cool. I think the difference is this. What all of these updates seem to have in common is they're actually based on an episode. So, just saying that there's 1,000 characters they could bring in is fine, but generally they seem to pick episodes that have several new characters they can introduce, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 characters they can introduce at the time that are related to one or two episodes. So, you know, I think that complicates things. It's like saying, yeah, we could have X, but was that episode, just like you were saying, was that episode, you know, really fleshed out, or is this character just cool? So, you know, yes, they have 500 episodes plus to play with now. That may be the direction to ask. So,
RT, I'm going to save your non-TSTO question for our Blogger First Ray video, because that's a good question that might take a little while to answer. So I'll save that for the next video. Let's see. Ebron wants us to remind everybody to save their daily challenges before Act 2 starts. Thanks. Yes, save your daily challenges starting tomorrow, Sunday. Because if you save your challenges starting tomorrow, you get Sunday, Monday, and then when Tuesday starts, you'll get a daily challenge for Tuesday, so you have 3. So save them starting tomorrow, which will be Sunday.
And you'll start like 3,000 ahead, maybe.
Yeah. Handsome Hank says, congrats, Alyssa, on 4 incredible years. Well, me and Joe and Pat, too, I guess.
it's going to kill you to admit I was there. It's going to kill you.
No, it doesn't bother. I just enjoy teasing you. Wow, time flies. I've been here for 3.5 years. Keep on rocking. P.S. I love the sax.
Who doesn't love sax? More sax.
Which one's the sax head?
Sorry.
Wow. Let's
it's
see.
The wish hand, friends. It's the wish hand.
Lee says, I agree about Lyle Laney. Imagine musical number tests now that we have crowds. Mono do. And he also adds that they still don't do that Sir Knight stuff with the swords. They stopped that last year. The knighthood just involves getting a medal from someone royal, not always presented by the queen. She's sometimes busy.
You know why? Because she's now in her 90s, and they're afraid she'll lop off an ear.
And let's see. Joffy says, I'd like the post Pat made. What was your favorite concert? That was a fun read. According to replies, apparently Weird Al puts on a heck of a concert and might have to check it out. Check out a show.
Yeah, I was shocked by that too.
And let's see. Ella says, I voted for Lady Gaga, but my first real choice would have been Sir Paul with Linda. They would have come together as they were in Lisa the Vegetarian, but also reflects how they live their real lives.
Okay.
Sure.
And Fred of the Fred that we all know, says, so let me get this straight. Right hand wishes, left hand poop.
Yes.
And, how's my lighting now, Fred? And now how's my lighting? And now how's my lighting? And now how's my lighting?
we'll get you in good lighting on next Saturday.
That's right.
And Kate pretty, Belt.
Somebody called you the Lizard Queen.
Yes, Ebron said, all hail the Lizard Queen from my post where I wrote a big post. For those of you who missed it, I wrote a big post about what I thought was going to happen. I got yelled at by a bunch of readers, so I pulled it all down, and y'all made me crazy, so I made myself the Lizard Queen. Tape Belt says, what happened to the site recently? Is everything good now? I broke the site. My apologies.
I broke the site.
I broke it on some advice someone gave me. I won't say who, to do something, and I tried it and it didn't work and it broke the site. So yeah.
So we won't be doing that thing that someone said.
I kid you not. I don't know. I probably told all of you guys this already, but I kid you not. I was in tears. I broke the site. I couldn't fix it, and I was on the phone with my husband because he was away. I was crying. I was seriously so upset. Sandra was asking, like, oh, wouldn't you be happy because, you know, you had a day. I was like, no, it was very stressful. You have no idea how stressful it was because everything disappeared. Everything on the back end just completely disappeared for me. So I broke the site, and it was very, like, I was talking to WordPress probably every 2.5-3 hours about fixing the site. It was a very agonizing 24 hours. And then it came back up and not everything was fixed, and that was stressful even more. But now I think everything's back to as it should be.
These are all called learning processes. So you're all, you know, you're happy that you got to go through the process. You now know, don't touch that anymore. That button, don't touch it.
Don't touch the red button.
Yeah.
I had to promise WordPress I wouldn't touch it anymore either.
Which, you press the any key? Is that what it is?
I pressed the any key. It was not a good thing. So on that note, the site still works now, which is great. We're back with Addicts Live, which is also great. And next week, we're all going to be together. Hopefully, by the time we're done, Safi will be at 100% to coming. We're all excited about next weekend. We hope to see a bunch of you out there. And I forgot to say this at the top. For those of you who haven't realized, Safi is now part of the site, our crew. He's been writing a ton of stuff, bracket paddles, and rather than him sending them to me copying and pasting them into the site, it was much easier for me to just give him site access, and then we made that limited, and then he really is invaluable to us, so we made it unlimited, basically, site access. So now he's got privileges to moderate your comments, and he's got we have a Safi cartoon version coming, which we'll probably write a post about next week.
Oh, nice.
And, we've got some, Safi had some fun design ideas. So look for that. And we're happy to have Safi as part of the team. However, you know, he can join us and participate. Just moderating the comments has been helpful because I've actually been able to enjoy my Sundays, which is nice.
I think it was very nice of you not to blame the site breakage on Safi because the timing was strangely coincidental.
No, it was me. I broke the site. I fully admit, I take responsibility. I broke the site. I was very, very upset about it. If anybody else did it, I probably would be screaming and yelling at them. But I broke it, so.
I just now, like, because of Safi's, like, Apu impersonation, I'm like, who needs the addict site? Safi, do.
I'm going to sing that. Make that my official theme song.
All right. On that note,
welcome, Safi.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
We'll see everyone on Addicts Live next month. I'm trying. We're at an hour and 10 minutes. So I'm trying to wrap
up. So let's just say it. Shut up. It's time to look at the left hand. It's over.
We'll see everyone next month on Addicts Live. We'll see a lot of you next weekend at Universal Studios. We'll see each other next weekend at Universal Studios, which I'm looking forward to. And we will try to pop in with some live video in one way or another next week. So you guys, we can at least say, hey, and you can see what's going on. And we'll try to do some video of Universal itself so you can feel like you're there, even if you're not. But hopefully, if you're close, you're
there. Great live pocket calls is what we'll do. We'll just wander around with the phone in our pocket.
And we'll, So, all right, everyone. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. And enjoy the rest of your weekend. Anyone else have anything they want to add?
I just want to say one last thing. When you guys see Patrick's calendar for Act 2, again, don't panic. I've crunched the numbers, stages and characters. It will be just as easy as Act 1, all right?
I like this guy. I like this guy.
He's invaluable, I'm telling you.
He's got my back.
The math brain is invaluable because I don't want to think about all that stuff.
I'm just going to keep saying, Safi says.
We should have a post. We should have a featured post every, like we have Patrick's Friday filler and what a Wookiee wants and all that. We should have a Safi says post.
Yeah.
A regular feature.
I think you just sign out with thank you, come again at the end of every post.
That would be any sign off. I like that.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
But we don't want to be. Everyone. Yeah, I don't know. I like it.
We don't want to be those people.
At Wookie Riot, if you want to be my Instagram friend too, because I need to become Alyssa's. And laughinguppfuzzball.net, the podcast. There we go. Subtle plug.
Okay.
Well, anyone else have anything else they want to plug?
As long as we're plugging, it's that time of the sector again. Look for a Bowija post in today. It's time to start fundraising for the next round of school supplies, and we'll leave it at that. It's great fun. There's a bonus video on there for those that want to be carroted into reading all the way to the end of the post. So we'll leave it at that. Great fun.
Do it. And one more quick thing. Don't forget that. The poll, the All About You poll, will be up either later today or tomorrow morning before Open Thread. So please take the time to fill out the poll because we love having that information about you guys. It's so much fun to share it. It brings everybody closer together so you kind of can see who's playing, who's not playing, all that stuff. So on that note, we will see everyone later. Thanks for tuning in. Have a good rest of your weekend.
Wave with your right hand. Wave with your right hand.
Thanks for listening. Remember, you can always catch us at tstoaddicts.com for everything TSTO, The Simpsons, and beyond. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook at TSTOaddicts. Until next time, friends.